Hey there, this is Seth Wires from Channel 9. We're here at That Conference. Look at this awesome setup. I keep saying it
this
in every video.
Awesome.
It's like we're at a campfire.
It's, having a it's not
chat,
a real campfire.
It? Well, it feels, we can pretend it's warm and stuff. I'm here with Dave Giard. I've known you for years, buddy.
How you doing, Seth?
How you doing? You're
good
with Microsoft
you.
Now, too, huh?
I know, so are you. I don't know about you. I still feel like the new guy. It's been almost
I'm
2 years
guy.
For me.
I go into meetings and I'm like, hey, I'm the new guy. And so I can say dumb things right after whenever I say,
maybe
well,
that's
I'm the
it.
New guy. I just don't know anything.
And so, it's been over a year for you, right?
Well, no. I started at the beginning of March, February-ish.
It seems like longer.
Yeah, well, no. It's just people are getting tired of me already. I think that's what
that's not even close to what I just said.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what you do for Microsoft. You're in Chicago, right?
Yeah. I'm a technical evangelist. And I help people build apps on Windows, on Azure, on anything using Microsoft tools, sometimes not using Microsoft tools.
I see. And so tell us about your talk, because you're giving a talk.
Yeah, I actually gave it already.
Oh,
I'm sorry you missed it, but we'll talk later. I'll tell you about it.
Tell us about it now, like if I was there.
The talk was called Microsoft Azure Without Microsoft. And so Microsoft's a big sponsor of this thing, as you know. We're what do they call the top level?
Yeah, partner?
Premium sponsor. Anyway, they were the number one guy. We have a theme, as all great sponsorships do. Our theme is Microsoft is open. And we're trying to let people know that Microsoft has great support for open source technology.
Sure.
We embrace it. We open source our own software. Mm-hmm. We include open source software in our products. We contribute to open source projects. We also have support for non-Microsoft technologies on Azure.
Right.
And Azure, as you know, is Microsoft's cloud computing platform.
Of course.
And I work with a lot of startups. And startups, a lot of them just aren't aware of Azure. They're aware of cloud computing, but and they're not considering Azure for the wrong reasons. Mm. And what I mean by that is they're thinking, oh, Azure is a Microsoft thing. It has the word Microsoft in it, Microsoft
right.
Azure. And I'm not a Microsoft guy. I'm an iPhone developer, or I'm a Java developer, PHP, or I'm running Linux. How is that relevant to me? And that's just the wrong reason to reject Azure.
That's interesting. So what are the kind of things that Azure supports that are traditionally not Microsoft things?
Yeah, so for example, virtual machines. You can create Windows virtual machines on Azure, but you can create Linux virtual machines. And in fact, there are images out there where you can very quickly spin up an OpenSUSE or Oracle Linux or any one of these Penguin type operating systems right in Azure. And it works just fine. It's fully supported. There's even a community out there that's doing, it's called, I think it's vmdepot.com, which Linux guys are creating VM images, Linux VMs, virtual machines, putting them up on this site, and below each image is the script to run to deploy it to Azure.
That's so interesting. And so, for example, it feels like now as a company, we really don't care how you compute as long as you compute with us on Azure.
I think we are, and I think that's the right decision. The world has changed. I mean, there was a time when companies would say, it's our way, embrace our way, abandon every other technology, and take this stack. And that's just not realistic. I think it's better off for everybody if we say, you know what, you've got the tool set you're comfortable with. We've got a hosting platform. Let's support your tools and make it more open.
So what are the kinds of things that developers can deploy? What kind of projects can they build in the cloud?
Sure, web applications are a big one. If you want to build a website, you know, if you're a Microsoft guy, you're probably building ASP.NET applications, but you can deploy PHP applications, Java, Python. Some people like content management systems or other frameworks that are built on top of those. So Azure supports WordPress or Joomla or some of these systems that build on top of PHP, MySQL, Python.
Almost
like
anything. And
almost anything, yeah.
People don't know this, that the machine learning on Azure also supports R.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's
really?
Fantastic.
You're the big
build,
machine learning
you
guy.
Can build
I'm going to add that to my talk, to my Microsoft.
You can build, you can put R scripts right into Azure machine learning to take the pipeline of data you get and do processing with it.
Wow, very cool.
You can
cool.
even output images from R that take your data in sort of look at it in a graph or something. It's really cool.
Can we talk about that on my show sometime?
Oh, we should. I need to learn how to do it a little bit more, I must admit. Okay, I'm right. Still a little rusty on
I got to get back on my show.
That's awesome. So what are some of the conversations that you're having here with people about Microsoft in this new open stage?
It's interesting. I'm meeting a lot of people. This is a polyglot conference, meaning there's people from lots of different technologies. And I'm meeting a lot of people that are interested in hearing about Azure and the Microsoft stack and what we can do for them.
I see.
If they're not going to write C# code, how are they relevant? And people are really receptive to that. There was a time when I don't think that was true.
Right.
That people were sort of resistant to Microsoft, you know, the giant company that has their way of doing things. It's not the same as theirs. I meet people that are they're Linux developers. They want to deploy to Azure. I meet people that are Mac developers and they want to hear about Visual Studio Code.
Right, which actually works everywhere.
Works everywhere. It's a cross-platform development environment. It's got IntelliSense and code syntax highlighting and build and deployment features. Not as full-featured as Visual Studio, but very transportable.
That's awesome. So to finish up, and this is probably going to be a longish answer, for those that are traditionally don't consider themselves Microsoft developers that are maybe working on Ruby, that are maybe working with PHP or Django, which is Python, where can they get started to sort of consider putting these things on Azure with Microsoft?
So start at azure.com. Right there, you can sign up for a free trial if you want to. You can also, if you have a company, a startup company that's less than 5 years old, you may be eligible for the BizSpark program.
Oh, cool.
Microsoft.com/BizSpark has information for that. That gives you 3 years of Azure.
Just to sort of get started.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, hopefully your company, after 3 years, it's successful enough that you'll continue using Azure. Mm. That's our hope. And hopefully it turns into the next Facebook. You
know, awesome, yeah.
That's our investment in the startup community. That's a great way to get started. And on there, I would suggest just start, build a project.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be for your business. Build a new web application. Build a mobile service backend for your iPhone application. Build a virtual machine. Do what you know how to do and deploy it to Azure.
That's just awesome. Test
it out. There's all kinds of stuff to play around. The documentation is right there on Azure. You can look at my blog, davidgr.com. Mm-hmm. I've got articles on it there as well.
That's awesome. Well, it's really an exciting time to be a developer.
I agree, 100%.
The sky's the limit with the cloud. I meant that to come out cheesy.
I see what you did there.
You see what I did with that?
It wasn't that cheesy.
Thanks so much for spending some time with us, Dave. It's great to have you on.
Keep on doing what you're doing.
We are here again at that conference on the awesome stage, having a little fireside chat. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.